Are there universal laws that are true for everyone? There are two different ways of thinking about yourself in relation to the other people around you. You may think about how you are unique and very different from all the others around you. You may think of how all human beings are the same, what we have in common with each other. There are many training courses that emphasize the first approach. We prefer to emphasize the second approach. There are many training courses that emphasize the fact that we are all different, all unique, with unique personalities and tastes and abilities. These training courses are centered on testing you, in order to find out what is your so-called personality profile. Or what learning style you have. Or what communication style you tend to use. Or what leadership style you have. Or whether you are a plant or a resource investigator, Belbies. Or whether you have a parent, an adult, or a child ego state, transactional analysis. Or if you are visual or kinesthetic or auditory submodality thinker, NLP. Or in relation to the DISC profiling system, are you more of a dominance, influence, steadiness, conscientiousness type? The whole psychology training typology thing is very huge and complex. But is it of any use? Number. Not much. Not unless you are a psychotherapist. But assuming you are not a psychotherapist, and assuming you are at work in order to provide a product, or a service, to clients, in the most efficient manner possible, then psychoanalyzing yourself and your colleagues may constitute a waste of your time. What might be better than the psychological approach to training? Answer: a training that is based on the idea that you and your organization both need to achieve your goals. And the successful achievement of your goal requires the application of one set of unchanging principles. And that this one set of unchanging success principles are universal. Meaning, they are the same for everyone, all the time, everywhere. This one set of ideas underpins all successful human action, and they are universal. If anyone takes the principles of successful human action, and applies them, in their own context, then by definition, they will experience greater levels of success. Learn a limited number. There is a limited number of success principles and they are easily teachable and learnable. They are universal laws that will work for you, me, him, her, or them. It makes no difference, at all, whether or not you are a visual learner or a plant. Who cares? But we are very interested to know if you are applying the universal laws of successful human action or not. What are some examples of the universal laws of successful human action? Here are a list of 10 such laws. Think of them as secular commandments. If you want to be more successful, then thou shalt set clear and specific, worthwhile and valuable goals. Thou shalt communicate those goals to all the people whose cooperation you need to enlist. Thou shalt identify all the knowledge you need to gain, in order to achieve the goal and then study that knowledge. Thou shalt identify all the material resources that are required for the achievement of your goal and then proceed to assemble those resources. Thou shalt sit down and draw up practical plans of action that will explain to yourself and others exactly how you intend to achieve your goal. Thou shalt put those plans into immediate effect. Thou shalt be sensitive to the feedback results that your current actions are creating. Thou shalt be very aware of where your actions are failing to give you the results that are consistent with your goals you set at one. Thou shalt be willing to throw out any bad habit, idea or method that is not working, and replace it with something that you have good reason to believe will work better. 1. Thou shalt be persistent enough so that you will keep repeating commandments, 2-9 until your goal is achieved. Then you start again and set another goal at 1. This is real world content. This list of 10 laws describe all successful action. Your training should be based around fully understanding how you might apply the above 10 commandments of successful action. If you like the idea of training in these and other universal principles, please follow this link.